This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour News update recorded on Monday, May 29th, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. A crucial part of the international labor movement's work is lobbying and educating for economic development, especially in developing countries. That is why the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, has created a special network on the subject. The Trade Union Development Cooperation Network brings together labor unions, solidarity support organizations, the global union federations, and regional organizations such as ITUC Africa. One of the network's efforts is to support the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, of the United Nations for the next 15 years to 2030. Paola Simonetti is the coordinator of the Trade Union Development Cooperation Network.
The network is an initiative promoted by the International Trade Union Confederation, and it was born in 2008 to give voice to the trade union in development cooperation policies. The network is actually an initiative where sees the participation of all the trade unions across the globe who wants to change actually the development paradigm at international level. The trade unions have been pretty vocal through the network in advocating for democratic ownership, for the prioritization of decent work in development, and also the role of social dialogue between workers and employers' representatives as a way to guarantee a just and sustainable development. So the trade unions now are pretty engaged nowadays in the implementation of the Agenda 2030, which is the new framework for the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals, and the network is playing a big and very important coordination role in there. The network has also very important ramification at regional level in Africa. We are here today in Lomé, so also in Latin America and in Asia Pacific. And this has been a big achievement of the network in itself in strengthening the impact of a regional organization also on development issues at regional level. Nowadays, we can say that the ATUDN, the Africa Trade Union Development Cooperation Network, is fully engaged also with the institutions at regional level of the UN, like the UN Economic Commission for Africa, especially when it comes to the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals. So the aim is really to keep working hard within the network in order to make a change in development policies and also to support the capacity of trade union organizations being more influential at national level.
Ms. Simonetti was interviewed by the communications unit of ITUC Africa.
Fear. Isolation. Helplessness. Recruitment fees trap migrant workers in endless cycle of debt. Set her free. Abolish recruitment fees.
Recruitment fees charged to people trying to find work in other countries ties many workers to a life of economic bondage as they try to pay off the fees. The fees are charged by private recruiting companies who often make wildly inaccurate promises of decent work in host countries. The workers include lower paid occupations such as domestic workers, but also professions such as teaching and nursing. Out of desperation to find work abroad and to escape poverty and unemployment, migrant workers often take on substantial debt to pay off exorbitant recruitment fees. Often, the workers are forced to take out loans, mortgage their homes, or sell their property just to pay off the recruitment fees. That is why the Global Union Public Services International, the PSI, has been campaigning to end exorbitant recruitment fees. An online petition to end exorbitant recruitment fees is on the PSI website at www.world-psi.org. And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.